Hey, I'll tell you what, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. As often happens, sometimes we come into the studio and we have an issue with sound. Is it too loud, too low? And Mark's the guy who's in charge of the dials. And every time he tries to adjust my volume, it shoots shocks into my eardrums. And it, I feel like Exorcist.
Well, you're like a dog that doesn't learn from the electric fence. It's like I've adjusted it every week for a year.
Wow.
The funny part is I was doing the wrong one.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So you're like, lower, lower. And then I crank it down and it just blasts your eardrums out.
So it wasn't my fault.
Yes, it still was your fault, but I it's okay.
So, yeah. Mark always has a tendency. By the way, welcome everybody to the Four Outdoorsmen. Brennan's behind the glass. I'm Steve Struzinski. Mark Lukey is here, and our buddy Sam is turkey hunting someplace. We'll talk about that in a couple of seconds. But Mark always has a tendency to, I deserve it, to tell me that I've got the right story, but I don't have the right facts. And I had to drop my car off someplace on the way to the studio today, have some electrical work done by our friend of Sam's, Scott. Don't even know Scott's last name. And so I tell Mark where the address is so we can put it in Google. And I pull in this guy's driveway, and I'm looking at my watch, and Mark's not there. He calls me. He said, what is the address again? I told him the address, 9205 128th Lane Northeast. He said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm on 129th because that's what you told me. So it took another 15 minutes for him to get there. So we rushed to get into the studio here, but I had the right story.
And I'm always even nervous when you send me an address because I know it's wrong, right? So I tried to do a lot of due diligence and search, and I thought I had it, but nope.
Well, you overemphasized as well because I said 120-something Lane Northeast, and it was when I texted you, I said LM instead of LN. Well, you were just – that was overkill. I didn't deserve
M-E?
That one.
You said at Lane – whatever address, M-E.
I'm oh, like, you more mean, more meest. more meest, yeah.
It's Polish for north.
Yeah, but anyway, so we're here anyway. We made it today. Thanks, everybody. Let's have some fun in the Four Outdoorsmen tonight. Where is Sam Boy?
Sam, I believe, is in Missouri, and he is with some incredible big shots, kind of a hunt of a lifetime deal. It's an advantage when you work for a company that sponsors some big names because then you get to meet them and you get to hang out with them and you get to hunt with them.
Well, think of all the people who got to meet us so far in 7 years of doing this. So, well, tell us about some of those big names.
Well, why don't we have Sam tell us himself? I think Brandon's going to call him a little bit, but I don't want to screw it up. I know that he is with Michael Waddell because I saw that picture.
The bone crusher.
Bone collector. We had him on a couple weeks ago. Yeah. One of the biggest names in the Outdoors Channel.
Cool guy, too.
Lives he's got like million-something followers, yeah. And he's an incredible guy. And it was fun to see him and then Sam holding up a turkey. I think that was Sam's first turkey. I could be wrong, but we'll have to hear it from horse's mouth.
It could have been Mr. Waddell's turkey. We don't know that, do we?
No, because Sam made it known that it was his turkey.
Good for him, yeah. No, he's a big shot. Mike's a cool guy. Michael Waddell is what it is, right?
Yep.
But the best thing, I just love it because he's from Booger Mountain or Booger Creek
something. Yeah, Booger Creek, I think, or Booger Hollow.
Yeah.
Booger Hollow, I think. Yeah. But, it's incredible. I think I can't wait to hear about it. We're going to get a brief summary right now. Sam, are you with us, buddy?
I am here.
Are you – why don't you tell us
– hang on a second. Man, okay. Sam, are you still married?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, you got a special woman, man. You got a special woman. All the running around you do, but congratulations. Go ahead, Mark.
I just want to – I've been seeing a slow leak. You're very good at hyping up a situation here. A very slow leak of pictures with you and some big-name stars and a turkey.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I didn't talk too much about it, you know, coming up. We touched on it a little bit last week, but, yeah, we've had this plan for a couple months. I just, you know, how it is with filming and stuff and plans. I just didn't want to talk about it too much until it actually happened. We're here. But, yeah, man, I had the pleasure and, you know, to hunt with Michael Waddell from Bone Collector and also Pat Nicole from Driven. So it's been a heck of a weekend. We actually, I'll give you a quick rundown on the week. I got down here on Tuesday to Rambo Ranch, the company I work for, Nathan and Liz. On a nice chunk of land. It's called Rambo Ranch in northern Missouri. We're literally like a mile south of Iowa. And so we actually flew down. Nathan has a plane. So we flew down to Georgia on Wednesday and picked up Michael and his cameraman, Cohen, had dinner with them, came back on Thursday, and we went at it hard Friday morning. And I tell you what, man, I haven't turkey hunted much. I've never shot a turkey in my life. But
I thought that might have been your first, so congratulations, man.
That's my first ever turkey, yeah. And that's Mr. Michael Waddell himself was able to call it in for me, and we got it on film, too. My adrenaline was literally pumping from when we walked out of the door to, like, start the morning. Like, I was just ecstatic.
So, like Ron Shearer says, you are now hooked?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Hearing Michael Waddell walk out the porch and do an owl call, I looked at him, I was like, my gosh, he just did it with his mouth. And he got owls to answer him, and then he had gobbler. We had 15 different gobblers around us, and he was like, this one's the biggest. And so we went after it. So,
was it a little different experience than sitting with me in a blind and us trying to call on an old box call that someone gave me?
Hey, I tell you what, I loved both of experiences, Mark. I'd never give that up, my man.
Hey, you mentioned this was Michael said, oh, this might be one of the biggest.
Yeah.
What is considered to be a big turkey?
So he told me the average pound on a turkey is between 19 and 20 pounds. He told me the average beard is, 6 to 8 inches, and then the average spur is 3/4. So mine weighed 26.5 pounds.
Wow.
The spurs were 1.5 inches, and then the beard was 10 inches. So he put it into my terms and your guys' terms. He said it's equivalent to shooting 190-inch whitetail.
Wow. You know what I find interesting about that is because Michael knows what he's doing, of course, and he's been a guest on the show, and I'm hopefully have him on again sometime soon. But we can't control what kind of bird is going to come. You know, if you put him to bed the night before you go hunting, you don't know how big Tom is in the tree, but a big one walked, that's timing. You know, you got to call him in, but that's perfect timing. Good for you, man.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was pretty crazy, and, he can make a move for sure. So he's actually next to me on the talking to his wife and kids, but yeah, he knows how to work a mouth call and a box call, that's for sure.
Hey, the video of your hunt there, how long did it take? How long were you sitting around before Michael called that one in?
So the morning, we got out, it was at 6:30. We got out about 10 to 6 and just stood where Nathan's place at the Rambo Ranch, his house is up on a big hill and looks over big valleys and ridges. So like I said, we walked to the edge of this ridge and he howled, and we made a game plan to get to a certain field. We actually set up going for one tom that was coming from the east, and we actually had a couple hens come in. And it was crazy. They came up to 10 yards away from us. And then all of a sudden behind us, we had a gobble. And it took about 30 minutes for him, this tom, to work this crick. And literally, he was on the other side of the crick, and he walked probably, I don't know, maybe 400 or 500 yards along the other side of this crick. And Michael was like, there's no way he's going to cross this crick. They will not cross it. Well, I said, well, we got the best caller to try and do that. So sure enough, Michael put a little 1-2 on the yelp, and that thing came out across the crick through this thicket too.
You know,
it have little swimming wings on when it crossed? Was it already?
Yeah. No. So Michael is probably the only turkey caller that when a turkey is coming from the east, he can make his call sound like he's from Boston or something. This guy is special, man. This guy is special.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny because, like Mark said, we've hunted a little bit together now, turkey hunting. And it's so crazy seeing, Mark and I, we set up a blind. We sit in there, we call. We set out some decoys. You guys put thousands of dollars into decoys and calls.
Yeah.
Michael still has the same calls probably for the last 15 years. His decoy is literally half of an old Tom decoy that he cut in half, put on a stick. It's probably from 1982. And he has literally cut a hole in it so he could stick a shotgun through it. And we run and gun, man. We it is crazy. And he called this Tom out, and it came out right in front of us. And we got on film. It was about a 30-yard shot. And I was, like I said, from literally the first minute of putting my camo in the morning, my adrenaline was already going. Because, and like Nathan and Liz, they've never turkey hunted in their life either, but and they're not big turkey hunters. Nathan thinks they're pests, and he said he's flung a lot of arrows at them while he's deer hunting, but never, you know, gone out. But when Mr. Michael Waddell asked you to go turkey hunting, you go turkey hunting, and it was amazing.
How about the other?
Go ahead, Mark.
How about that was me. How about the other big guests that are there with you? Or are they still there?
Yeah, they're still here. Everyone's still here. They're going to hunt again tomorrow. I got shot at, you know, they weren't here Friday, so this is, I got to say this on air. So they were here on Friday. Me and Michael, I shot mine first, and then Michael shot his second, and he did the old ninja army crawl through this cornfield with the cameraman behind him to shoot this tom that was chasing him to fight him, which was crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll show you the film.
Yeah.
But, so Pat and Nicole, I became, you know, now that I have this world-class turkey, I became Mr. Guide, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to take you to this food plot, you know, we'll go this way. So we jumped on the Rambo bikes, take off. I drove them right into where they were roosting, and I flushed them all out of their roost.
What happened? I didn't hear that.
And I looked up. I was like, well, this is where they were sleeping.
They won't be back here anytime
soon. Man, I was so embarrassed.
That's funny. Hey, we've met Pat and Nicole a couple of times at the Outdoor News Deer Turkey and Turkey Deer, Whitetail Deer and Turkey Classic, I think it is. At the Hippodrome. Is that what it's called?
Remember the Booze Buck Birds Bonanza
show? Yes.
That was about 6 years ago.
Mark and I did three hour show by ourselves with the bird bucks, boobs, and bodies. I don't know what
buds.
It was.
Yeah. I have no idea, but.
Anyway, we've met Pat and Nicole a couple of times at the Outdoor News Classic at the Hippodrome, I call it. And
yeah, they're
really,
great people.
Really, really nice people. They're from Minnesota as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're from down by Rochester. They have a nice big farm down there. I tell you what, like, Pat's thing is whitetail. It's so fun listening to him, like, drive around this property and just, like, point out things about whitetail. It's like, I literally, like, my head's spinning. It's like in the movies where all the numbers and stuff are flashing in front of your
it's
eyes.
It's like a beautiful mind.
I'm trying to grasp every little bit of knowledge I can because, like, these guys are talking and I'm just like, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this really quick.
No, they're not. Hey, hang on a second. Not really quick. Go ahead. Take your time.
Okay.
Got time.
This is what I told Liz and Nathan, too. We were sitting there. I was like, I can't believe we all did it. We all shot our first birds with Michael Waddell calling a turkey in. There was a group of gentlemen at a charity event. Now, I know it's for charity, granted, but five people split this turkey hunt to go to Florida with Michael Waddell. They had to pay to get there, but to hunt with them, they paid $30,000 each.
Wow.
It's
what
and it all went
what it
to charity,
costs.
But it's like, yeah. Oh my gosh, it cost me about $150 in gas to get down.
Don't tell those guys that.
You got to fly a private plane to go do it. You have a sweet
job.
Yeah,
we did.
It's
been awesome. Both Pat and Nicole have been amazing. They're going to hit it. They got on a gobbler today that just, the wind was hollowing. It wasn't cooperating. It was full strut, wouldn't come in. So they're going to go hard at it in the morning. I think Michael might sneak out and try and go again because now the week resets. So you can, in Missouri, you can shoot two turkeys. You just have to wait for the next week. So he might go out. But, yeah, we got some real awesome footage for Bone Collector and Can't Stop the Flop because me, Michael, Liz, and Nathan all got one. But, yeah, I tell you what, man, I'm very, very hooked at this thing called turkey hunting, and it is so fun to go with a guy like Michael because – like today, Nathan got on one, shot and missed, and Michael comes up, he's like, it's all right, we'll figure it out. Well, we went up on a ridge, he's like, let's just sit here. We talked and just BS'd about his, you know, stories, and, you know, it's just amazing stories listening to him, and also he's like, you know, I've been talking like this, you know, many times, and all of a sudden a gobble goes off. Sure enough, 5 minutes later, a gobble goes off, and he's like, let's go get it. We get set up on this bird, and we're in the woods down in this little valley on this ridge, and Michael's behind us and keeps going further and further back doing a hen call, and this tom just strutting on the wood line. He finally comes in and stops right literally where Nathan couldn't shoot and then takes off up over this ridge, and Michael comes like, what happened? Why did you shoot? And Nathan's like, I didn't have a shot. And that thing gobbled again, and Michael looks at Nathan and goes, now it's personal. Let's go get up. And sure
That's
enough,
funny.
They went up, and Michael got that tom to turn all the way back around after it went across the cornfield. And they're belly crawling across this cornfield with this fake 1982 decoy. Matt Tom came right into whatever Michael was doing with his mouth, and Nathan shot it and killed it.
Wow, that's a thrill.
I just love it. He goes, now it's personal.
Oh, that's a wonderful line. So I'm guessing, did you swallow your pride and get Michael's autograph?
I didn't. You know, I haven't taken my phone out once just because, like, I want him to be relaxed. But I did save the shell, and I am going to have him sign the shell for my shot. And I told him I'm going to get a canvas made because we're going to send it. Pat and Nicole are actually going to take it to their taxidermy for me because I have to mount it. It's my first ever turkey. It's an absolute giant. And Mike Waddell called me in it. And to what your point earlier is true, he said he's been over 250 turkeys that he's killed, and this was easily the top three in his lifetime.
Whoa. Isn't that something? Good for you, buddy. I can tell you the enthusiasm and excitement in your voice just resonates, and it's kind of neat. I'm excited for you, and now you got to build a big enough home or whatever you're going to do with a nice room to put that turkey in next summer.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm gonna have a canvas printed, and I think we're going to do a whitetail hunt down here this fall with Michael, and I'm going to bring it and have him sign it just a little, you know, because he called it in for me. You know, not a lot of people in this world can say that.
Yeah.
One of the guys who would be on the Mount Rushmore of turkey callers called in a bird for him. So,
you know, now by now, Michael knows that we're big shots as well. So how about inviting us? It'd be kind of cool for him. He could say, hey, the four outdoorsmen are going to be hunting with me in a couple of weeks. I mean, that could be us.
Exactly. I'll do that, Stuart. And that's funny. It's actually, I told him and his cameraman, I should probably get a picture with you guys before I leave because I'll try and get you guys some exposure.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do. Yeah. And it's only so much a week to sponsor the Four Outdoorsman radio show. Well, I'm excited for you, buddy. I'll tell you what, have a safe trip back. Hey, one more question. You talked about when he was crawling with his little decoy in front of him to get that last bird, and you said, I'll show you the video. Can you legally do that? I'm sure he's going to use this for a show sometime in the future.
Well, we can do it because I took it with my iPhone when I was laying down 20 yards behind him.
Screw Michael Waddell. That's right. We're gonna post it first. That a boy. Good for
you. It was pretty funny because he goes. He looks at the camera, and this is going to be on the show. He goes, Sam, you're going to stay back, and you got to get down. So I'm literally 30, 40 yards behind him in this little valley, and he looks back. He goes, lower. I get down on my stomach. He goes, lower. I was like, what do you want me to dig a hole?
Yeah.
Like, I'm as low as I can get. I'm 6'7".
And a big boy. Hey, I'll tell you what. We got to go, but I'll tell you what. Since you're here, I want to do this. We only have one. What's the Barron County thing you guys do?
This week in Barron County.
Go ahead. Sam, go ahead. Mark,
3, 2, 1. This week in Barron County.
All right, I only have one police log in Barron County. It happens to be Ladysmith, not too far from our place in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. In the area of the 400 block of 2nd Street, there's a report of someone throwing sausages over a fence. That's a true story. That was a police log in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Welcome to Barron County. I'm just kidding. You have a lot of fun. Well, that's a true story, and I've got it right here. I'll save it for you. Save it for you. Hey, get back safely. We're looking forward to having you back in the studio next Sunday. And, boy, I'm glad you're having such a good time, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Take care of yourself, friend. He's gone.
Hey,
we got a special guest, man. Coming up the next couple of minutes is Nate Berg, B-E-R-G, if I don't enunciate properly. Fishing guide in Brainerd, Minnesota. This guy's got stories. Talk to you guys soon.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
It's no secret that we love the city of Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Not just the thrill that comes with its unbelievable hunting and fishing, but everything that Devil's Lake has to offer. You can choose from nearly 30 restaurants, many hotel and motel options, a dozen campsites, theater, golfing, hiking, nearby casino, or just plain exploring. Walleyes and jumbo perks, well, they might draw you here, but Devil's Lake itself will keep you coming back. Hey, trust through me on this one. Visit devilslakend.com.
Magnum Transportation, a leader in the LTL industry, is now hiring immediate placement of Class A CDL drivers in Wilmer, St. Cloud, Duluth, Lakeville, and Coon Rapids, and diesel mechanics in Coon Rapids. Apply today, drivemagnum.com. Veteran-owned and operated. drivemagnum.com. DeZiel Heating and Air Conditioning has let the dogs out. And their two-fur deal is back. If your furnace and air conditioner are over 10 years old, they could roll over and break down. Let DeZiel help you fetch a free air conditioner with their two-fur deal. For a limited time, when you purchase a furnace, you get a free AC unit with a free UV package. DeZiel Heating and AC, serving Wright County and the West Metro. Details online at DeZielHVAC.com. That's DeZielHVAC.com.
Get your ice house ready for the season at Landcastle Summer Extravaganza September 10th and 11th. Camping, music, and ice fishing vendors. Music by RJ Graff on Saturday, brought to you by GS Trailers and Cats Covers. LandcastleSummerFest.com.
If you and your family are looking for a new summer tradition or getaway, Balsam Beach Resort is your spot. Located just 5 miles south of Bemidji on beautiful Lake Plantagenet, featuring 8 cabins, from 2 to 5 bedrooms, RV spots with full hookups, and many options for boat and pontoon rentals. Clint and Patty have created an amazing family feel, and I know the boys and I can't wait to get back up there. For more information, check out BalsamBeachResort.com. Oh, and did I mention Lake Plantagenet is the home of the Minnesota state record perch? Check it out, BalsamBeachResort.com.
Tis the season of camping, boating, and fishing, and you don't want to be left out because your trailer's broken. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove can fix it and get you back to the outdoors. Crystal Welding offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all of your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to smoke.
Play now, pay later. Yes, your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you at all Power Lodge locations thanks to Financial One Credit Union. No fishing around for a great deal when there's no payment until fishing opener. That's right, the ice will be gone before you lay out any cold, hard cash. Can-Am, Yamaha, Ranger, Ski-Doo, ATVs, UTVs, sleds, bikes, boats, with no payments until fishing opener. Get yours before they're gone at PowerLodge.com on approved credit. Special financing through Financial One Credit Union. Member NCUA.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey there, it's your radio back again. Today we're going to play
Did you know?
Fun facts on how radio can grow your business.
Did you know?
That radio is the leading reach platform. Around 93% of us listen to the radio each week, which is higher than TV, PC use, smartphone use, and tablets. Did you know that people listen to me a lot? On average, about 12 hours a week. In fact, some say, I'm irresistible. Did you know with radio you can target your dollars? It's the best way to reach millennials, Generation X, boomers, Hispanics, African Americans, men, women. Did you know that radio is growing in use? More and more people are streaming radio on their smartphones, tablets, and computers. And did you know 62% of shoppers are listening to the radio an average of 14 minutes prior to shopping? No other media comes close to that.
Did you know?
That you can listen to AM radio at night? Who knew?
Hi, this is Brad Clark, General Sales Manager at Bob FM. Call me at 763-412-4643 or go to radioadvertisingminnesota.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Got a big news flash here. Yeah, a kid from Blair, Wisconsin makes it big. Nate Berg, are you on the air, my friend?
How's it going?
Every day's a gift, pal. Every day's a gift. But you blew my whistle because you said you were going to be, you were teasing me. You were saying, boy, this is Nate Berg. He's a guide up in Brainerd, Minnesota. We're going to hear all about your business and whatnot. But when we first talked, he said, you know, I can be on the show Sunday night, but I'll probably be on the Rainy River fishing for a sturgeon. What else does a fisherman do? But you changed your tune. Where are you right now?
Well, I'm back in Brainerd now. You know, if a guy can't pick on himself, he can't pick on anybody. Somehow I forgot that it was my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
So I better go home for that, back to Wisconsin.
You know, that's
can't miss that one.
So your mom and dad are about the same age as I am. I'll be 70. They're about 70 years old, give or take, right?
Yeah.
And you are 45 or take. How old are you?
43.
Yeah, no, I've got, yeah, you can be my son. I'll tell you what. I'm not sure if it wants you to be my son, but I'll tell you what. Hey, I'll tell you what. I was trying to reach your brother, Matt, today. And you have a brother named Matt, correct?
Yep.
And I couldn't find him because I was going to try to dig up some dirt. And son of a gun, I couldn't get a hold of him. I don't know where Matt is these days, if he's still in Blair, Wisconsin. But I think it would have been fun because you guys started fishing a lot when you were kids, little kids, for a lot of years. And if I asked Matt right now who's the better fisherman, what would Matt say?
Well, you know, as much as I learned from him growing up, I think he might give the nod to me there a little bit.
Yeah, boy.
You know, when we just went on a little fishing trip, and he put it to me pretty good a couple of days. So yeah. He can still hold his own.
So you guys still get out once in a while together?
Yeah, we try to as much as possible. But you know, I'm 4 hours away from Blair, Wisconsin, living in Brainerd, and it's kind of hard to do. But you know, we do quite a bit actually. So yeah.
Nate, Mark here. Thanks for joining us tonight. Where is Blair, Wisconsin? I'm a Wisconsin boy myself, but I don't think I've ever heard of Blair in my life.
Well, Blair, if you put a dot right in between Eau Claire and La Crosse, it's right there.
Okay.
Well, that's not too far from you, Mike. Mark, where were you born and raised?
Some prairie, so that's quite a bit west of where I was, but there you go.
Hey, we're talking with Nate Berg. He's with Nate Berg Fishing Guides in Brainerd, Minnesota. How does a kid from Blair, Wisconsin, end up in Brainerd, Minnesota? Tell us the story.
Long story short, I could take up about three of your shows telling my whole story. But when I was a kid, my brother bet me that I couldn't fish every single day for the summer vacation. I did that. And then the next year he bet me I couldn't beat that. And I started fishing on March 27th, 1988. My last day of fishing was September 9th, 1991. So it was 1,261 days.
So you didn't have any. How old were you? 13, 14 years old. How old were you?
I started when I was 10, and I was done when I was 14.
So girls were not part of your life when you were 14 years old. I can share that with you. But
well, that's kind of the reason. You know, I started seeing that, but. You know, I lived a really good childhood. You know, I played five sports because you could.
Yeah.
I mowed lawns to pay for my hobby. You know, my mom and dad didn't let me skate by.
Good.
You know, I had to do dishes and be like every other kid, but I just had this passion for fishing, man.
I tell you what, you know, 1,261 days in a row, I don't care if you're 10 years old or 30 years old, is an amazing accomplishment. Are you in the Guinness Book of Records?
No, because I needed a written log. I needed the same witness for every single day.
Oh, boy.
And then after that, you had to pass a lie detector test.
Oh, boy.
Well, I didn't do it for the record. I did it because I loved the sport, you know?
Yeah.
And what ended up happening is some guy from Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, became my, quote, agent, unquote. Still don't know who the man is.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and I ended up going on NBC Nightly News a couple times. I was in People Magazine. On Babe Winkleman's show, obviously.
Yep.
And that's pretty much how I ended up in Brainerd.
Good for you. Mark, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Hey, we talked about Babe Winkleman.
I'm sorry. I'm going to interject here. So you're talking on Christmas Day when you're 11 years old, you run downstairs, open your presents. Thanks. And then you run off fishing?
Yeah. We our Christmas was always Christmas Eve. That's when Santa came. Because we go to my grandma Berg's. And then we come home, and somehow Santa was already there. Yeah.
Hey, you're talking, okay, this kid, okay, Nate Berg here from Nate Berg Fishing Guides in Brainerd, Minnesota, fished 1,261 consecutive days, which it has to be a record, whether you wanted to believe it or not. But I'll tell you what, I work part-time for the Minnesota Twins. We are on the same, that's nothing, because I just got done working 11 Minnesota Twins games, the first 11 home games. And I haven't changed my pants or my shirt once. I've got 11. I never sweated. It was like 35 or 40 degrees every day. I put them back on, pal. So I think we're kind of on the same page. Hey, tell us about, you ended up in Brainerd, Minnesota. I talked to Babe today, as a matter of fact, because I like to get dirt on the clients that were the customers we're having on the show. And so on the way to the studio tonight before Mark met me, I called Babe. And says, Babe, give me some dirt on Nate Berg. Well, he's going to be on the show tonight. Because I know you worked with Babe for, I'm not sure what capacity, for 10 years, give or take, whatever. And Nate, you know what he said? Honest to God, I'm disappointed in Mr. Babe Winkleman. I hope he's listening. Because he said, you know what? He's a nice man. There's not a whole, I can't think of anything that I can make fun of about Nate Berg. He said, you're very prepared, very diligent, a great young man. Well, that doesn't, that's not funny, but he had nothing but good things to say about you.
Yeah, he called me and told me that you did that, and then I thought about it, and I got to tell you this one.
Well,
because, you know, like I said before, if you can't pick on yourself, you can't pick on anybody.
Yeah.
So we are on our first trip up in Canada, and Babe just got brand new Tracker boats. He was sponsored by Tracker at the time. Well, I launched the boat, one of the boats, and I realized that the key is in the console of the truck. Well, I grabbed the key, and it's got a floater on there, right? So I decide I'm going to toss it to the guy in the boat. Well, it caught my finger, and it landed in the water. Well, that floater didn't work. this is the first trip with Mr. Babe Winkleman, and I'm sitting here going, you know what? This guy's going to fire me. Well, we had scuba gear along, and you know the color of the water on Lake of the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like iron.
Well, it's like a Mission Impossible. So I put that scuba gear on, and now we got like 25 people watching us at that Totem Resort. You know, so it's kind of a ritzy place, and everybody's laughing at me, and, you know, I take off my shirt, and I got my farmer's tan, pure white chest, you know, and put on the scuba gear, and I go down. Wouldn't you know it, you got down about 7 feet where that was. It was like a straight line of brown, and then underneath there, it was clear, and that thing was lit like a flashlight.
Oh, boy, what a break.
I found the key.
What a break. Yeah, we've been good friends of Babe's for a long time as well. That's what a great experience for you to be able to spend some time with that guy as well and learn from him as you're making your thing grow. So how did that go from you fishing with Babe Winkleman to beginning Nate Berg Fishing Guides up in Brainerd, Minnesota?
Well, I've always wanted to be a fishing guide. And my wife and I actually started the fishing guide business to help out charities. And we'd make money on the fishing guide side of things, and then we donate fishing trips to charities. And we do about 16 charitable trips a year. So we were using all of the funds that we made on our guided fishing trips to pay for those trips.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just blew it up from there, and now I'm getting busier and busier and busier, and absolutely love guiding, absolutely working with people, you know, absolutely love working with people, and I love watching people catch fish, and that's what it's all about.
You bet. You know, there's about 400 lakes, give or take, within 30 miles of where you live, apparently, is what you were saying. And that's an awful lot of water, but still up in the Brainerd area, there's an awful lot of competition. You've done something right. I've been on your website. The comments you're getting from all of your past customers is phenomenal. What I like about it, you are willing to share all kinds of information every day, every blog. I signed up for your email thing and all that right now. And if you looked at his website, mm-hmm. he even gives you advice as how to tip, whether you should tip or whether you should not tip, a guide. And mm-hmm. that's a good question because, as a matter of fact, to be honest with you.
We're in that situation a lot.
Yeah, we are because we're very blessed. We're sponsored by Devil's Lake Tourism, in Balsam Lake, Balsam Beach Resort up near on Lake Plantagenet in Bemidji. So we have a chance to do stuff every once in a while. And we fished on Lake Devil's Lake last winter. Young kid took us out on a snow bear. You know what they are. It was so cool. And we paid part of it, and Devil's Lake paid part of it. And we talked to him. He said, do we tip this guy? How much did we tip him? So I asked the kid. Honestly, God, I said, hey, what was the kid's name?
Oh, I can't think off the top.
Oh, I put him on the spot. And I said, hey, be honest with me. Here we are having a good time. You're a nice young man, did a hell of a job. What's a normal tip for something like this? Anywhere from, he said, probably $50 to $125, depending what you think. Said, well, thank you very much. We knew, you know, I'd want to write him a check for $15 and feel like an airhead. But you gave us advice on how to tip as well, if you decided that's the thing to do. I love your transparency. It's really, really cool. Do you guide all winter long as well, 12 months out of the year?
Say that again.
Do you guide 12 months out of the year?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I ask all the guides this, the same question. If you had to fish either summer or winter, you could only make one decision, what one would you fish?
Oh, most definitely in the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easier on, you know, it's easier on everybody. And wintertime gets pretty harsh up here. You know, actually, I'm looking outside, and it's been snowing here right now. You know, it's April. Come on now. Get out of here, you know. But ice fishing gets pretty tough, and you know, I do kind of an all day trip for ice fishing. I don't do half days because by the time you get set up, you know.
Oh yeah.
But it's easier on everybody, I think.
Where is Nate Berg going to fish on opening day?
Gull Lake, just like always.
Attaboy.
Yep.
I read someplace years ago that Gull Lake is probably the most versatile lake of all the lakes in the state of Minnesota. And I don't know if that's the truth, but...
It's an absolute incredible lake. Big fish, every species has big fish, you know, and that's what's great. It's such an underutilized pan-fishing lake, believe it or not. The bluegills in there are just huge. Good luck finding them.
Yeah.
But if you find them, you're going to be blessed with some monsters, you know. And big crappies, big walleyes, obviously, some pike. And be interesting to see what happens with the muskies. I'm going to guess they're going to take off just like everything else. But yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
Have you seen a big change in that lake? If you've witnessed the invasive species and how it's cleared up so much, and the water is so clear now. Have you noticed a big change? Is it really affecting the fishing on that lake or no?
Well, you know, I grew up with zebra mussels growing up on the Mississippi River, you know, so I kind of knew what was going to happen.
Yep.
When that water cleared up, you know, it was going to be 3 to 5 years before the fishing came back.
Right.
And the fish are back to where they were. I mean, they're in their good spots now, you know, they're the typical spots. Some of them, of course, some of the spots are shot because you got weeds down to 30 feet now where the weed line used to be 11, you know, but for the most part, the walleye fishing's right back to where it was. Weed bite all summer long. A lot of times you can catch them shallow, like I'm talking 4 or 5 feet in the middle of summer, you know, so it's back to normal if you ask me, other than just we've lost a couple spots. It's a shame that happened, but it's the cards we were dealt.
Will you help me cheat next time I fish the Minnesota Teen Challenge Tournament? I think I've done that one about 5 times on Gull Lake, and I never do very good.
I could probably help you out.
Just a spot or something.
Yeah, you'd be like undercover boss, have long hair and a big beard, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I shared this with Nate before, but I'm trying to think how I found it. Let's see if, I read about you, Nick, and I don't know Nate, whether it's Outdoor News or something, and from Blair, I don't know where I got it, from Blair, Wisconsin. Well, a good friend of ours, Nancy Sacco, was born and raised in Blair, Wisconsin. I thought, nobody lives in Blair, Wisconsin. So I sent the article to Nancy Sacco, and she goes, what a coincidence. I went to school with, I think, your dad or your uncle. She knows your family, and I never heard of Blair, Wisconsin until I met Nancy Sacco. That's a small world.
It is a small world, and it's amazing how much that happens when you travel around and do things like we do, you know. You meet people, and next thing you know, like, really?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hey, give us a little plug about Nate Berg Fishing Guides and how people can get a hold of you. Of course, it's Nate Berg Fishing Guides, but you must have some openings. How do people get a hold of you if they want you to guide for them in 2021?
Well, you can find me, obviously, my website, natebergfishingguides.com. You can find me on Facebook. I do a blog for Visit Brainerd as well. You can find me through them. And, you know, my number, you want me to give my phone number, I can do that.
If you want to.
Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, my phone number is 218-821-9488. And we specialize on anything. If it bites, we want to catch it. And we like catching them all. I don't care if it's whitefish on the whitefish chain, bluegills, crappies, muskies. Doesn't matter to me.
I'll tell you what, Nate, you seem like a young man who knows what he's doing and likes to have a lot of fun. And because of the last one, I want to come up fishing with Nate Berg. I'll tell you what. Hey, thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. Nate Berg Fishing Guides, Brainerd, Minnesota. 1,261 days in Roy fished. The kid's got one screw loose, Pat. I'll tell you what. Thanks for being on the thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman, kid.
You bet. Take care.
Take care of yourself. Hey, we'll be right back with Dale Minders. That's Minders, M-E-I-N-D-E-R-S, Twin City Walleyes Unlimited. Be right back. You know, when I put these Devil's Lake spots together, my heart starts beating a little bit faster because I truly love Devil's Lake. Come see why it's rated one of the top 5 fisheries in the country. With no walleye slot, you can keep 5 a day and 10 in possession, and you'll be telling others that the trip to Devil's Lake was well worth it. You know, Kurt Walbeck of Outdoor Bound TV, he says Devil's Lake has been one of my favorite fishing destinations for many years. Hey, bring your fishing rod, bring your family. DevilsLakeND.com.
DeZiel Heating and Air Conditioning has let the dogs out. And their two-fur deal is back. If your furnace and air conditioner are over 10 years old, they could roll over and break down. Let DeZiel help you fetch a free air conditioner with their two-fur deal. For a limited time, when you purchase a furnace, you get a free AC unit with a free UV package. DeZiel Heating and AC, serving Wright County and the West Metro. Details online at DeZielHVAC.com. That's DeZielHVAC.com.
Lancastle Summer Extravaganza, the Ice House Camping Event on the Winstock Country Music Ground, September 10th and 11th. Come camp, listen to music, browse ice fishing gear, and new ice houses. Brought to you by GS Trailers, Hardcore Outdoors, LancastleSummerFest.com.
If you and your family are looking for a new summer tradition or getaway, Balsam Beach Resort is your spot. Located just 5 miles south of Bemidji on beautiful Lake Plantagenet, featuring 8 cabins, from 2 to 5 bedrooms, RV spots with full hookups, and many options for boat and pontoon rentals. Clint and Patty have created an amazing family feel, and I know the boys and I can't wait to get back up there. For more information, check out BalsamBeachResort.com. Oh, and did I mention Lake Plantagenet is the home of the Minnesota State Record Perch? Check it out, BalsamBeachResort.com.
Magnum Transportation, a leader in the LTL industry, is now hiring immediate placement of Class A CDL drivers in Wilmer, St. Cloud, Duluth, Lakeville, and Coon Rapids, and diesel mechanics in Coon Rapids. Apply today, drivemagnum.com. Veteran-owned and operated. Drivemagnum.com.
Hey folks, Dwayne Cannata here. It's been a long winter, but motorcycle season is back at last. And if you're like me, you're ready to hit the road. Make sure your motorcycle's ready too with Dennis Kirk. Whatever you ride, Harley, Indian, Metric Cruiser, or sport bike, you'll find what you need at DennisKirk.com. 160,000 parts and accessories in stock. Clothing and helmets too. Order before 8 p.m. and they ship the same day. Plus, shipping is free for orders over $89. Follow my lead and head to DennisKirk.com. They ship today.
Play now, pay later. Yes, your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you at all Power Lodge locations thanks to Financial One Credit Union. No fishing around for a great deal when there's no payment until fishing opener. That's right, the ice will be gone before you lay out any cold, hard cash. Can-Am, Yamaha, Ranger, Ski-Doo, ATVs, UTVs, sleds, bikes, boats, with no payments until fishing opener. Get yours before they're gone at PowerLodge.com. On approved credit, special financing through Financial One Credit Union. Member NCU.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen. Producer Mark here. I'm going to go through some shout-outs before we get to our next guest, Dale from Twin Cities Walleyes Unlimited. Thanks, everyone, for writing in. First shout-out is to my boss, Ron Shira, who had a birthday this week. I've had a lot of fun with you.
Well, how old is Ron Shira?
I don't think he wants me to say on air.
How much does he weigh?
He's thinned out a little bit.
Good for a good boy, Ron.
So happy birthday, Ron. Corey Bechtold says, got it done with my bow. Took 3 years of trying. So rewarding. That's fantastic. John Marshall's out with Caden. He hit the woods for some turkey. No luck today. Dale Eggert says, turkey hunting, sitting in a blind with the new recurve bow until sunset. Craig Rudolph, guest on the Days in a Row, 235, and I said, you got to add about 1,000 to that, Craig. Our friend Brandon G, guest last week, says he's planning Lancastle 2021. That was really awesome to learn more about Lancastle, and we can't wait to go. Twin Cities Walleyes Unlimited says, hello from Twin Cities Walleyes Unlimited from Shields Fish Fest. Looks like a big event that went on today. So thanks, everyone, for writing in.
Hey, talking to a Dale Minders. Are you there, friend? Is Dale? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Dale, how are you? Steve Strasinski.
How are you?
We're doing well. Tell you what, so Mark was just doing some shout-outs, and he said that this is Dale Minders of Twin City Walleyes Unlimited, and he was saying that there was some kind of a fundraiser or some kind of a fishing event sponsored by Shields today. What's going on there? Is that what it was, Mark?
Yeah, you can explain a little bit more, Dale, but I saw that you guys were at Shields for some sort of event today.
Yeah, Shields was hosting their Fish Fest yesterday and today. So great opportunity to go to Shields. They're a sponsor of ours, so always great to support them. And they were just doing a lot of great deals on fishing stuff and getting ready for the opener.
Dale, you are with Twin City Walleyes Unlimited. What is your position? Are you a board member? Are you the president of Twin City Walleyes Unlimited?
I am the current president of Twin Cities Walleyes Unlimited.
All right, good for you. And what are your responsibilities, and explain exactly what Twin City Walleyes Unlimited is? What does it do?
Yeah, we're a local club here in the cities here, and part of our mission is connect, educate, and give. We really like to connect with people who have passion for fishing and then really learn from each other, as well as guest speakers that we have come to our club meetings on a monthly basis. And then also give back through volunteer opportunities and other ways to support our community. So
how many members with TC Walleyes Unlimited, and is there a fee to become a member of your organization?
Yeah, we have about 350 members right now, and it's really only a $25 annual family membership fee. So $25 a year gets you quite a bit for what we do for our club.
Are you pleased with the 350 members, or do you want more? Are you surprised it's not more?
I think we're relatively young still. We're 5 years into our club, and I think we're growing at the right pace. But I think we can always use more members.
You know, I was on your website today, and I remember reading the Connect, Educate, and Give, which means give back to people less fortunate or whatnot. And most people in your industry who love the outdoors, who genuinely love the outdoors, give back. I mean, we see it all the time. And I watched a little video on the Minnesota Military Youth Ice Fishing Camp and Fraser House Adult Disabilities on Bush Lake. It's so emotional. You can't help but walk away from something like that feeling good about yourself. You volunteer a lot. Tell us what's going on in the next couple of months as far as giving back, or what kind of events have you got going on?
Yeah, just a shout-out, too, on that military youth. So we host that event with the National Guard. And this last year in January, it's an ice fishing event. And we have military families sign up. And this last January, we had 106 kids show up to that event. And it was just awesome to put that on, and with all the sponsors and everyone that helped support us. But it was just a great event. Other things that are kind of going on too right now, Steve, is we're working with Minnehaha Creek Watershed District, and we are raising money to help them build their Wasserman Lake Fishing Pier project that they have going on.
That's cool.
So we're wrapping that up here, and we hope to kind of give them that check here in June. So coming here real fast. So the other thing that we did differently this year, Steve, is we're supporting as one of the sponsors for two local high school fishing teams, Lakeville and Minnetonka. So we're really happy to partner with them and get involved with them. It's great to have these young anglers be out there and just do their thing that they love.
You know, high school ice fishing teams has gone gangbusters. It's just about the same as trap shooting, whatever you want to call it, and it has gone crazy. How can you help them move further on? Are you providing equipment or anything, or just sponsoring, or are you helping them getting to events? How are you helping the high schools?
Yeah, it's a new partnership for us, so we're really excited to find out what we can do to help these teams out. Certainly our donation to their teams helps support them from gear and just the different things that they need to run their clubs and be successful. So it's a new partnership, like I said, just real excited to figure out how we can better partner together and help them out.
We're talking with Dale Minders of Twin City Walleyes Unlimited. He's the president. He's the big shot. He's the man. I'll tell you, you got something else special coming up May 22nd on Mille Lacs. Talk about that. You do this a couple of times a year, maybe three or four times a year. We do a fishing event. How many times do you do it? Where do you go? And how many people show up for that thing? You can't have 350 people going to the same boat landing and fishing on Mille Lacs for one of your events.
Yeah, that would be chaos, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
No, we do have two or three events throughout the year. We have one in the winter. We go ice fishing, and then we try to have two open water events too. So coming up here May 22nd, so the weekend after opener, so hopefully it won't be as crazy at the boat ramps.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We're going up to Mille Lacs to have our club outing out there. And we gather together in the morning and kind of talk about what we're going to do and different tactics that we may want to try that we may have learned through the year. And then we'll come back in and have a little lunch together and then go back out and finish the day fishing. So it's a great event to get together again with people in the club. We typically have, you know, 20 to 30 people at those club outings. And again, we always would love to have more, but, you know, whoever can make it, you know, everyone gets busy too with their lives. So,
you know, it sounds like a wonderful organization. So tell us, again, we're talking with Dale Miners of Twin City Walleyes Unlimited. And if you guys are interested, just go to that site. And there's all kinds of things. It's a wonderful site. Find out how to join if you wanted to, what your obligations would be. Twin City Walleyes Unlimited. Tell us about your background, Dale. How did you get involved in fishing as a young person? How did that evolve to being the president of TC Walleyes Unlimited?
Well, I mean, I was really excited to listen to your guest earlier on, you know, turkey hunting. And then Nate, you know, fishing 1,261 days.
Yeah.
All that. You know, I grew up in north central Iowa and did a lot of hunting and fishing. And with our friends, kind of went up to Winnebagoche and really got kind of hooked on that walleye fishing and just, you know, tried to learn more about it. And some friends started a club here. Like I said, you know, 5 years ago, we started Twin Cities Walleyes Unlimited and just kind of grew from there. And it's great to get together and just talk about fishing. And the guest speakers we have are just amazing. We learn so much from them, almost too much, because, you know, they do it for a living. And it's hard to grasp all the knowledge that they have.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah.
But you can certainly pick up one or two things that just will help you be a better angler on the water.
So you have a meeting every month, right? Is that what you're talking about? A meeting every month once?
Yeah, we first Thursday of every month, September through May. And then, of course, we take June, July, and August off because we're busy fishing. So.
Right. There you go. That's a good plan. That's a good plan. So who are some of your, do you have a speaker every meeting then, and who are some of your speakers? Who have been some of your speakers?
Well, just this last month, we had John Thielen at the club, and what a great job and a great person John is. He's does such a great job of just explaining his tactics and what works, and he just does a fabulous job of teaching you what you should try to do.
Yeah.
John was a great person. The month before that, we had Mark Martin. And Mark, again, just a fabulous person. All these speakers are just great, and we do really appreciate them coming to speak at our club meetings and sharing their knowledge with us. So it's been great to meet all of them.
You know, John Thielen will remember this story, and Mark will as well. And Nate Berg, who was our guest just previous, will like the fact that I'm making fun of myself as well. We were doing a show. What were we doing the show? Was that the bait buck, burk, buck, I don't know where we were. Anyway, so John Thielen happened to be in the building, and so we had him come over. And this has got to be 6 years ago. We just started the show. We're in the seventh year of our show. And I didn't know who John Thielen was. I didn't know who represented him and vice versa. And then I found out that he was represented by Lindy. He's a big shot of Lindy, right? And So we're on the air, and I says, you know, John, I said,
oh, yeah, I remember
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
I remember
shut this. Up, shut up. And I says, you know, I find it amazing that you don't hear any more about Lindy rigs. What's going on? Like, doesn't anyone use Lindy rigs anymore? He said, you got to be kidding me, man. He said, I thought Lindy rigs died or something like that. He said, where the hell you been, boy? But
we sold 2 million last year.
Yeah, yeah. He is a wonderful, wonderful guy. Yeah,
he really is. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, let's talk about, we're going to wrap it up here in a couple of seconds. Twin Cities Walleyes Unlimited. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you or anyone personally about this, getting involved in this organization, I think it's a wonderful organization. You'd like to fish. And is it all, it's not necessarily all walleyes, or is it all walleyes?
We talk a lot of different fishing, but we concentrate on the walleyes.
Right. So what's the best way to reach you guys?
I'll just go to Twin Cities Walleyes or tcwalleyes.com. Our website, or you can follow us on Facebook at Twin Cities Walleyes Unlimited. And then from there, you can send us an email and or, you know, give us a call as well.
Do you have one of the fundraisers or volunteering fishing things you're going to be doing this summer already planned that we should know about that someone might be able to help you with?
You know, that's a great question. We're working on that, Steve. You know, last year with the whole situation, yeah. We were unable to have our outing with Fraser. And we're hoping that things are getting closer to back to normal, that we can host that event as well. Again, it's a great event that we take the residents at the Fraser and just do a couple hours of fishing with them. So it's a fabulous event. So if we hopefully we can put that on. If we do, people can find out that information on our website or again on our Facebook. And we're always looking for volunteers.
I'm going to ask you one more question, young man. I'm going to put you on the spot. Tell us one of your favorite fishing moments.
Oh, boy, fishing moments. I would say we were up in Canada fishing. We go to a resort up there, which has been going there for about 20 years now. And we were on this spot. It was later in the day, and I pulled my personal best walleye, a 29-inch walleye.
Atta boy.
Off this point that we had, and it was just an amazing fight. And when I get it into the boat and hold that up, it was just like, you know, smile. So
yeah, I can picture you doing it right now. You could close your eyes right now and picture the entire event. Boy, I'm like, that is exciting. I've never done that before. I'm proud of you. Hey, I'll tell you what. Thanks for being on the show, Dale Minders, Twin Cities Walleyes Unlimited. Check it out, TC Walleyes Unlimited, and get all the information. Join this group. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for volunteering and giving back, man. That's really, really a big deal.
Thank you for having me on.
Take care of yourself. Thanks a lot.
You too. Bye.
You bet. Marky boy.
Hey, Stu, let's thank our sponsors. Without them, we couldn't do this and bring you a show every Sunday. Thank you so much. Landcastle Summerfest. It's going to be September 10th and 11th. Can't wait to go to that thing. Balsam Beach Resort. We're going to have them on maybe next week. And
next
talk,
week. Do it for
talk
sure.
About
yeah.
What's going on at Balsam Beach Resort. Power Lodge Twin Cities and everyone over there. I'm getting my boat on Thursday. I cannot wait. I cannot wait at all. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Fishing is open 365 days a year. All the ice is off, and they are catching walleyes in Devil's Lake.
Well, I'll tell you what. I talked to Jason Mitchell today, and he said...
Name drop,
yeah. You know,
geez, you talked to Babe Winkleman, Jason Mitchell.
Yeah.
Just a normal Sunday for you.
And Michael Waddell. Yeah, what the hell? But... Jason said, boy, the fishing's been really consistent in Devil's Lake, and he's excited about the next couple of weeks when it warms up a little bit more. So we are, too. We'll get out there. We're going to get up to Balsam Beach Resort on Lake Plantagenet, just south of Bemidji, probably in June, I hope.
Whenever they have time for us. Resorts are busy now because you can't go to Canada.
What do you got the rest of the week? What's going on with you, buddy?
I'm getting my boat Thursday. I want to get out on the water and catch some of these crappies.
And where are you going to go fishing?
Probably around my house.
Bring that boat to Chautauqua, Wisconsin. We'll take it. We got to break it in good.
Yeah, I'll do it. You know where the crappies are early?
Hell no. I'm the biggest.
Can I take Gene Schoenfuss with me?
Yes, you can. I'm the biggest phony on the outdoor news radio. I'll tell you that's for sure. I'll tell you. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We had Nate Berg, Dale Minders from Twin City Walleyes Unlimited. We even had.
Sam Ostadahl, our co-host.
Who is he with?
He's with Rambo Bikes.
A lot of fun laughing and learning on the Four Outdoorsmen. Mark Lukey's got something to say.
Get outside and make some memories.